sorry to have been such a long time. Oh, that's all right, old boy. Did you find your cigarette case?
Yes, the waiter had it. I must have left it on the terrace.
Well, things certainly seem to happen to you two.
Yes.
Your shirt's awfully crumpled, darling.
Hmm?
Your shirt?
Oh, yes. I've been running.
Well, jump in. Are you quite comfy, Mrs. Temple?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks.
Temple, I've been thinking about what you've told me, I mean.
Yes?
Do you think Miss Fraser's mixed up in this business? Do you think she's after the spectacle?
Miss Fraser? Why mention poor Miss Fraser?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps it's my imagination, but she seems rather an odd sort of person. Also, she... well, she keeps popping up every now and again, doesn't she?
What do you mean, Mr. Darby?
Well, she stayed at the hotel in Bournemouth, one where Joyce Raymond was murdered. She was on the flying boat. Naturally, she stayed the night in Augusta, and... Well, I've...
You've what?
I've seen her several times in Cairo.
I thought you were quite friendly with her. You invited her to the Alpasaro.
Yes, I was rather hoping she'd give me an introduction to her brother.
But I thought you knew her brother.
No, I've never met him. I'm afraid I was pulling a fast one.
Yes, well, I don't think we need worry about Miss Fraser.
No?
No.
Well, how do you account for the lozenge, the peppermint?
Which particular peppermint?
The one we found by the bedroom door.
Well, quite obviously, Miss Fraser must have dropped it.
Well, there you are.
What do you mean, there you are?
Mr. Darwin means that Miss Fraser must have been in the bedroom, otherwise...
But I know Miss Fraser was in the bedroom.
How do you know?
She told me. Not only that, but I inquired at the reception desk. You see, Miss Fraser was very late arriving at the hotel. Actually, she checked in just as Armstrong was about to leave. They offered her the same room. She took the room and took a dislike to it.
Then that accounts for... Do be careful, Mr. Darwin.
Is anything the matter?
I don't know. The steering seemed a bit odd.
Have you been having trouble with it?
No.
Well, take it steady. It's rather tricky just here.
Dashed if I can understand it.
Is it all right now?
Yes, I think so.
Do be careful.
Don't worry, Mrs. Temple. I won't take any risks. It started again. What the devil is it? Temple, what on earth's the matter with it?
Paul!
Brake! Put your brakes on. Break!
Well, that's extraordinary. I couldn't control the blessing.
Are you all right, Steve?
Yes, I'm all right, darling.
I'm sorry about this, Mrs. Temple.
Let me feel the steering wheel.
Something seemed to snap. I felt it when I put the brake on.
Mm.
Do you think it's serious?
Let's get out and have a look. Switch your engine off.